bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Tom opens a gift, a Christy rant, and Donnie Baker. It's all coming up right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee, and when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast...
It was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
now
and then.
You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your... don't let them mooch off your...
No mooching.
Do it now.
He could keep it up forever. Under the hot lights while the gaffers drank their coffee and the fluffers did their nails. He was a freak of nature. He was bigger than the evergreens that stood beside his San Fernando trailer. And all the big producers told him he was hot. Now he's not. He can't show him what he's got. He can't do the money shot. Hot. Now he's not. He can't do the money shot. Boom. Money shot. He grew up in Nebraska. Saved his money mowing lawns so he could go out west. 'Cause he always liked the movies. He couldn't act and get called back till one day at the county pool. A talent agent discovered him, said he had the stuff, told him he was hot. Now he's not. He can't show him what he's got. He can't do the money shot. Hot. Now he's not. He can't do the money shot.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Josh, there's Ace.
Hi.
There's Willie over there. Hey, Willie.
Hey.
And
Willie is Tom's son.
We have Pat Godwin over there. Yes, Ace, you have a question.
What's in that bag?
Oh, this is a Father's Day present I'm supposed to open.
Yeah, what is in that bag?
Opening.
Good. Yeah.
Who's it
from?
Boy, that's a neon green bag there.
It's a distracting bag.
Gift bag.
Which one is it from?
Yeah.
It's from the girls. My girls. My littlest girls. It's not really just in a green bag, and it's got the paper.
Oh, hear that, yeah.
I hope it's a snake.
They wanted
in a
me to open it on the air.
Okay.
It's a oblong.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's opening a gift, which never happens.
Hard box. It's odd looking.
It is.
This can't be what I think.
Rex looks like a looks like a vibrator.
I know what that is. It's not a vibrator.
Is that an extension cord? What is
this thing? I
know what it is.
It's
I know
a sterilizer, what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one of those wands.
That's wands
it says, it says it's a clean pod UVC sterilizer.
Those things are great.
Mm-hmm.
So
you can sterilize your whole workspace.
Yeah, you can. It's like a wand. You just wipe it around.
With UV light?
Yeah. Zaps all the germs there.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I know the UV kills the COVID. Well, that's handy.
Yeah, that's great.
It sure does look like a love wand,
yeah,
Kristen.
Yeah, it does.
That'll get you there.
Yeah.
That would have been awkward.
Turn it on. Does it make noise?
I don't even know if the battery's surrendered or not.
Daddy, have you used your dildo?
Yeah.
Daddy, you haven't
touched
your dildo.
If you use it, you might be a little bit nicer.
Yeah. That's what you need.
Really?
A couple of orgasms. That'll turn you right around.
Just lighten up.
What was the Henry reject title?
Lighten up, man.
I got Daddy a dildo. No.
When was the last time you really blasted off there, John?
Yeah.
It's been months. Like where the distance surprised you.
Tears to your eyes.
Here's a sentence I never thought I'd say. You ever do any butt play, Dad?
Oh.
Dad!
Do you know what made that? You added Dad.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Love it.
Awkward, I think.
Ladies and gentlemen, the home run king, Willie!
Wait a minute. There's the phone.
Saved by the bell.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, I'm Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey. Donnie, you sound like you're down, buddy. What's wrong?
How can you always tell, Tom? Would you work for the census or something? I've been seeing this new chick for the last couple of months, and she's super cool. She's basically everything I need in a woman. She's hot. She's killer at beer pong. She can belch the alphabet backwards, even in Spaniard.
Really?
Nice. Hot.
And nobody bakes better biscuits than gravy. Plus, she rocks it when I dock it, if you know what I mean.
That's right, yeah.
You know, so
she sounds great. I don't understand what the problem is.
Well, last night, I'm about an hour 15 into Under Siege, watching Steven Seagal's kick some ass, and all of a sudden, she comes in, sits down next to me, and she's bawling her eyes out.
Oh.
If you know what that means,
yeah,
I ain't going to see the end of the movie. I'm like, what are you crying for that much? She's like, because I'm fat. I'm like, you ain't that fat. She's like, yes, I am.
That's right.
You know, and then she goes on and on about how she's been feeling weird about her weight. And for the last couple of months, she's been bitching she ain't got nothing to wear because then her clothes fit her good no more. And I'm always telling her she looks hot and ready like Little Caesars because she used to work there.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, I mean, we've all been there, guys. When you know there's nothing you can say or do that's going to change your mind, you know? Because I want to be all like, well, you obviously ain't going to drop him on 1 pound in the next 15 minutes, so you could have waited till this movie was over. But you can't say that if you want to arrive alive.
Right.
You know, then she's all like, you ain't ever going to want to have sex with me. And I want to tell her, baby, it's the tears, not the weight, that makes you so undoable at the moment. I swear to God. Now, I tried everything to calm her down. I told her I've been with a ton of fat chicks before. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, did that help?
You know, said it right to her face. I guess that was a mistake.
Yeah.
And then I tried opening up, maybe meet her in the middle, and I told her I've always been more about the cushion for the pushing and explain how we got plenty of flour. If I need a roller later, but I mean, I gave her options.
You know, the old looking for the... Never mind. Yes. That's enough, Donnie.
So, for the last 7 hours, she'd been barricaded in that bathroom with a box of White Zen and a half-gallon Chunky Monkey.
Mm.
And I've tried everything to lure her out. Her favorite Kit Kats, Turtle something. He even stopped Under Siege and replaced it with a DVD of that movie Precious. I mean, I've gone over and beyond. Nothing's getting to her. No? The only positive is I ain't got to worry about her pulling an Epstein in there because that old shower curtain will never hold her with all this extra weight she's put on.
Hang up the phone.
Just saying.
Hang up, Donnie.
Boy, he's a sensitive one, isn't he?
It's an argument you can't win.
I hope I don't get in trouble for sharing this story, but my brother John, whose birthday it is today.
Hey, John,
happy birthday.
Hey,
happy
40. 40 years old.
Johnny.
He, my brother and I, we were all going to a blues game, a St. Louis blues game, and my brother Jeff and I picked John up, and he came out, and he got in the car, and he sighed, and Jeff goes, what's the matter? And he goes, I made Jessica upset. And Jessica was his pregnant girlfriend. And so, very pregnant, apparently.
Oh, she upset? Did he just dump her?
Well, she was upset because she was not feeling pretty. She was not feeling attractive. She was feeling really...
pregnant.
Yeah.
I know really that feeling. Right.
Sure. And she quite the load, huh?
Yeah, just was not feeling attractive. And John, trying to be helpful, said to her, "Well, why don't you clean yourself up a little bit?"
Oh!
And Jeff and I lost our minds with laughter. I've never been married. I've never had a pregnant woman. Even I knew that's not what you say in that situation.
Yeah. Man.
Has this been since resolved, I hope?
Yes. Yeah, everything. They're married. Everything's
fine. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure she looks great.
Yes, she
does. I've seen her picture. She looks fabulous.
Whoops.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. Why don't you clean yourself up a little bit? Not the thing to say.
Yeah. There you go. Maybe that should be your next book.
Yeah. That sounds like something a mob guy would say, another mob guy who's had a rough head. Clean yourself up. We'll go get a steak and some pasta. Come on. Clean yourself up.
What he meant was, take a shower. Maybe you'll feel better.
It didn't come out.
No, it does not.
Sure.
It did not come out.
Speaking of pregnancy, that leads to another request.
Okay.
Earlier today on the Bob and Tom Show, we had a request for Chick's Famous Meltdown. We played it. Mm-hmm. It's classic. Mm-hmm. It's 2 years old now.
Yeah.
Got another request of a similar, in a similar sort of sphere of this show. This involved Christy and a discussion about breastfeeding. And Chick McGee suggested.
This is well over 20 years old.
I was going to say.
Chick suggested something about Christy was lazy or something, not breastfeeding. And so you'll hear what happened.
I stand by my comment.
A minute's worth of, of audio revenge. Here we go.
No, I'm not trying to be critical. I'm just. This is what the Surgeon General is saying.
I know.
So. I think those women who can't are pretty much, by and large, selfish, aren't they?
Screw you, Chuck.
What's it called? The La Leche League?
La Leche League.
Yeah. Don't you wish just once they'd have a day, one day a year, where you could say whatever you wanted in the radio?
Would today be the day for you, Tom?
They do have a day. It's your last day.
Just so that one time.
I'm over here working, okay?
You know what you could do?
What?
Walk in there and have Dean do it for you. You walk in there, tell Chick what you want to say, and he can fix it for you. A few minutes ago, Chick said something mean to Christy.
Was that mean? I was just making an observation.
I was saying that some women are unable to breastfeed for a number of reasons, and you said...
The main reason I can think of is because they're selfish.
So Christy
seems very well adjusted and very
Christy
intelligent.
Christy wanted to respond, and I have great faith in our editor.
Me too, because if
Christy
not,
wanted
I've lost
to respond.
My job.
We now have the response.
Okay, go ahead, play it.
Hey, Chick, you. You've never had to breastfeed. You don't know what it's like. You're a ignorant, stupid son of a bitch. So shut your mouth, you stupid ass.
I didn't get all of that.
Well,
you know that last beat.
Yeah, as you can see, it's a trick of your mind.
Of course it is. Yeah. I didn't say those things.
You think you hear something, but it's not really there.
Right.
And whenever we do that, we actually don't curse.
Nope.
We say other words just... in case, but it's an amazing trick of the mind.
I don't believe that for a second. Christy was cursing.
She was really cursed.
Christy, I can't believe you said those things in front of Tim Kavanaugh. You could have scared him away.
Yeah. Tim's a former
Catholic school teacher. Yeah, all girls school.
Okay, Christy, I'm trying to find the story.
Former by choice, or did he have to?
Former by choice.
There was an incident. Did he get moved around?
No, he didn't.
No.
Spotlight on Kavanaugh.
Did he get moved around?
I believe.
They sent him to Arizona.
Donnie mentioned the White Claw, which is, I guess, this is the current.
Ain't no laws when there's White Claw.
A lot of people are into the White Claw. Are you talking about the pizza?
Yeah, but this is primarily for the ladies. Is this like the, what was the thing? Years ago, there was Bartles and James, and there
wine
was
coolers,
California Cooler.
Yeah.
Is this the same thing?
Kind of, but it's a hard seltzer. It's not
a wine. Fizzy wine, is that right?
Yeah, California Coolers.
Think, 85 to 15, female to male?
I would think so.
You'd be surprised how many guys.
I know.
Drink
I do
White
see
Claw,
guys
though.
Drinking them. Yeah.
No. Yeah. If you go to like any sort of pregame, like if you're drinking before you go to the bar, there's going to be White Claw. And then fellas are slurping them down.
Right.
Right.
That's because that's where the ladies are.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And they go down really easily. And
who?
Oh, the guys drinking Reichel?
Ladies,
one of those things where, like, you get it and you're like, okay, guys, so we're just going to get White Claw for the girls. And it's like, yeah, well, why are you drinking all the White Claw, Chris?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you,
right.
Okay,
right.
So there was a thing last week. Here's
the Blaze
story.
Pizza did a pizza crust with the mango flavor White Claw. It was a limited time, one day only in like 40 locations across the country. But
I'd have to try it. It sounds awful.
Mm. Yeah, it doesn't sound for me, but hey.
Hmm. But now, Pat, you have a tribute, of course.
I stumbled all over. Please don't make me do it again.
To the White.
Oh, we love this one, man.
Okay.
All right. Okay. This is based on. Now, we by as a reference to this, I should point out, Pat and I once flew to England just to see the band Cream, Eric Clapton, Ginger Baker, Jack Bruce. They did their famous reunion.
Oh, yeah.
The concert.
They just played those two good songs over and over?
The Royal Albert Hall.
How dare you?
I'm sorry.
I think that's what they did.
No, I know. Can I get a camera? Because I'd like to see an a-hole talk again. I didn't beep that either. They're two good songs.
No, I...
Really?
I really do. I like them a lot.
It was amazing to be in the Royal Albert Hall. One of the
room
wasn't legendary places. The funniest part of the show, Pat will back me up on this.
Ginger Baker.
Ginger Baker, at one point, they give him the microphone. Ginger Baker, behind his drum kit, I'm not making this up, he goes up, don't forget you can buy T-shirts in the lobby.
His T-shirts.
He does this, pitch for T-shirts.
Wow.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
And I will say this, Pat and I ended up, I bought some posters that we shipped back, but the Royal Albert Hall is, of course, this legendary place. The sales room for the merch was the size of a men's room, a small one. It was an amazing performance and a great show. And but Pat and I were there in person. I'm a big Cream fan. And you have this tribute to the great band Cream.
And I will attempt to do all the parts, all the Cream parts by myself.
Okay. It was tricky.
The famous trio. Here
all
we
right.
go.
The intro.
Drink a White Claw after yoga. Get your nails done. Blonde hair cougars, online dating. Men much younger. Mango White Claw on your pizza. No, thank you. If you drink White Claw, you start sounding like this. Get a hold of yourself, drink a beer, and sing like a man. There you go.
Oh, thank you very much,
Pat. Much better than Friday.
Oh, yeah, it was very good.
Good stuff.
He even did that falsetto sirens thing.
Yes.
Ooh. Thank you very much.
You nailed it.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. You don't know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
Yeah, it's got that. Yeah, it's got that weird vocal in it.
Well, that was a weird vocal then. Okay. You got what you wanted, yeah.
Of course, we were in the Royal Albert Hall, so before the show started, I was, of course, counting. Little holes.
Yeah, they still have some, huh?
That's
there's a Beatles song.
That's a reference
about that, right?
Yeah. How many holes it takes to fill the Albert Hall? Yeah. Never mind. It's only one of the classic references of all time. greatest songs ever written.
Really,
I'm sorry.
That. Yeah.
Cultural pivotation, is that a word?
No.
When did the word pivot?
Oh, I love pivot.
When did it become a Washington thing, like optics?
A little more than 5 years ago.
Is it like a new dance in Washington, do the pivot?
Yes.
Oh, as you can see during the speech, the Attorney General pivoted. What? Are they all playing basketball or dancing? I don't know.
Changed their mind a little.
Okay. Now, coming up, Christy, do you have the teaser for me?
Yeah, we have strip clubs and COVID in the news today.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And apparently this pandemic is causing a big increase in male genital injuries.
I have a guess as to why.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
I thought you were going to say length.
Well, that'd be different.
What is it, Willie? An 8-inch hanger?
An 8-inch hanger?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollock here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.